We're not on. Good afternoon, everyone. This is a subcommittee on public safety of the Joint Ways and Means Committee, and today is June 4th, 2015. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 5533. Mr. Bender.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair and subcommittee members. We've distributed a memo or posted a memo onto OLIS with the LFO recommendations for the Senate Bill 5533, the budget bill for the Public Defense Services Commission. I will be referring to that memo in my presentation. I would like to point out one thing on the front page of that memo where it indicates what the dollar totals are for the budget. Please note that the numbers for 1315 are incorrect, but that doesn't mean there's an error in the table. The table only shows the expenditures that were approved by convention through December, and the agency, you did provide the agency with an additional $3.5 million of general fund early in this session for the 1315 biennium. What we are recommending for the 1517 biennium, which is of course what Senate Bill 5533 addresses, is that you approve four adjustments to the current service level of funding for the Public Defense Services Commission. And I would like to go through those now if you have no questions before I begin. The Public Defense Services Commission is organized into three program areas. The first program area is the Appellate Division, which is charged with providing most appellate public defense services. There are certain instances, these appellate cases are also contracted out, but primarily this is the division that houses the attorneys and support staff that provide public defense at the appellate level. The if you look at our memo, in the work session and the LFO recommendations work session presentation report, you can see that we are not recommending any changes to the current service level for the appellate division. So the appellate division would be funded at the current service level. Beginning on page 3 of 8 in the work session presentation report, that begins the discussion of the second program area in this agency's budget, which is called the professional services account, and which finances payments to contractors who provide public defense services primarily at the trial level, though also, as I indicated, there are some instances where this account is used to pay for appellate level public defense cases. The recommendations, we have several recommended adjustments to the current service level for the professional services account. The first of these adjustments is found on page 4 of 8 in the work session presentation report. There is a package in the budget, package 070, revenue shortfalls. What this package does is it reduces other funds expenditures by $1.2 million to incorporate the impact of an other funds revenue shortfall. The professional services account, which is to say the payments to contractors primarily for trial level public defense, is funded from two sources. It's primarily general fund, but there are also other funds revenues from the applications and contributions program that are used to support these expenditures. However, the amount of these revenues are projected to be below the amount needed to fund the current service level. So what package 070 does is it reduces other funds expenditures by $1.2 million to allow the agency to retain a $414,000 ending balance, which would be equivalent to approximately 2.6 months of expenditures. We do recommend this because it is important to allow a carry forward ending balance in this fund. I would like to note that an obvious question is why are we having a shortfall all of a sudden? What's going on here? This is basically a situation where last biennium you increased the usage of these other funds because ending balance had built up over several biennia. That only was able to fund the expanded level expenditures for one biennium, however. So this is restoring other funds to a more sustainable level of support. If I could skip ahead and go a little bit out of order and skip ahead to page 6 of 8, We are recommending approval of Package 107. What Package 107 does is it provides $1.2 million of general fund to offset the shortfall in other funds' revenues and to keep the total level of support needed to fund the current service level of expenditures in the professional services account available. So we do recommend approval of Package 107 to provide the $1.2 million of general fund that offsets the other funds' revenue shortfall. If I may now skip back, I went a little out of order and go to page. Sorry. It just made more sense. We're not allowed to change the numbering of these packages, but sometimes logically it's easier. They make more sense if you discuss them outside of their numeric order. But on page 5 of 8, this is the major package in the professional services account. Package 100. As it was presented to you, the agency requested $7,548,195 of general fund, and this was for two purposes. Most of the money, almost $7.4 million, was for the purpose of increasing the case rates that are paid to private and consortia attorneys up to the levels that are paid to public defender offices for the same types of cases. There's also a second component of $161,700 to allow mileage reimbursements to be paid to providers in a broad set of regions in rural areas and the Willamette Valley. Under this package, if you approved the package, because the contracts are on calendar year basis, these increases would become effective on January 1, 2016. The LFO recommendation is to reduce the funding for this package to conform to limitations on general fund that is available to you this biennium. We recommend that you appropriate $5,361,700 of general fund instead of the amount requested. The impact of the LFO recommendation is that the mileage reimbursements would be fully funded as requested, but that the case rate increases, instead of being totally adopted on January 1 of 2016, would be phased in. Beginning in January 1, 2016, Public Defense Services Commission would be able to raise case rates about 55% of what's necessary to achieve the parity that was the goal of the package. And beginning January 1, 2017, they would then be able to increase rates to the full levels anticipated in order to provide consistent payments. So the impact of the LFO recommendation would be that the commission would be able to achieve the consistency that it requested. However, it would be a two-step process, and for the first year of the contracts, they would only be able to move about halfway toward that consistency, that consistent rate levels. We have one other recommendation, and that is in the third division of the agency, the Contract and Business Services Division. The Contract and Business Services Division includes the general administration of the entire agency, but also administration of the contracts. So all of the work that goes with the contractors who are providing public defense at the trial level. It also includes the parent-child representation program. So on page 8 of 8 in our work session report, package 104, the Public Defense Services Commission requested two positions. We are recommending funding of one of them. We recommend that you appropriate $222,953 in general fund and establish one permanent full-time deputy general counsel position, that is to say one position, one FTE, to administer the parent-child representation program. This represents the bulk of the request. Our recommendation does not include the second position, which had been for an office specialist one to assist with data entry and audit functions. concludes our recommendations for the expenditures and position authority for the budget. So
any questions?
If you would like to take a motion to
Madam Co-Chair, I move the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5533.
Senator Shields moved the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5533. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So moved.
Thank you, Subcommittee. Next, we move on to the performance measures. We have attached a the standard proposed key performance measures for the agency. I would like to note that the agency has requested two new key performance measures. They were asked last session to come up with proposed KPMs to reflect the trial level public defense services. The two KPMs that they are requesting that we do recommend that you adopt are one that would measure the percent of parent-child representation program attorneys who report spending at least one-third of their time meeting with court-appointed clients in cases which the attorney represents a parent or child with decision-making capacity. This is to meet a standard that is a goal for these types of cases. The second new KPM for trial-level representation reflects the continuing education of attorneys who are contracted by the department, by the commission. It says the KPM is that during the term of their contract, the percent of attorneys who obtain at least 12 hours per year of contracting legal education credit in the areas of law in which they are providing the public defense representation. So this would focus their continuing legal education on the areas for which they are being contracted to provide services. We recommend this. There's also the existing KPMs would be continued. The appellate case processing, they had recommended a reduction in the target to 180, and we recommend adopting that as well. So our recommendation is to approve the key performance measures, including proposed new key performance measures and the key performance measure targets identified in the table.
Madam Chair, I move the LFO recommendations on key performance measures.
Senator Shields moves the LFO recommendations on key performance measures. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved. Oh, Senator Bates.
I don't want to tie us up. We got very little time today. How come it's 227 days on the appellate situation?
I'm sorry. Let me get look back into that.
Nancy, no.
I'm a rookie here, so I don't want to take up a lot of time.
That was the most recent result. The agency has been recently improving, reducing the number of time to file the opening briefs. It has been something that the appellate division has focused on, and that is the reason for the more aggressive targets, which would be 180 days. Now, the reasons for that actual length of time is there are a number of steps and a number of processes that have to be completed. I think if you need more, would like more detail on that.
All right.
Okay. So, in terms of the actual bill itself, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a total budget of $272,378,854 general fund of $3,833,764 other funds and 77 positions or 76.11 FTE, and that Senate Bill 5533 be amended by the Dash 1 amendments. The Dash 1 amendments, which were posted both separately to OLIS and attached to your memo, would result in the budget that I just read out, the budget levels.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 5533.
Senator Shields moves the adoption of Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 5533. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved.
Ready for a final motion?
I am.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 5533 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves Senate Bill 5533 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections?
Yes.
I'd be happy to carry it on the Senate floor.
I can carry it unless either of you
would.
I'll take it. I can do it in full, too.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other work for the committee?
No, there's not.
Do you know what we're doing next, Mr. Bender?
I'm not certain. Nothing has been scheduled yet. I think that perhaps OIA, if that's...
Are you considering social calendars on this?
All right. Thank you, everyone. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
So we can go back to the floor. And we're adjourned.